You're listening to Drake in the Morning
with Danny, Wes, and Sid
on 98.1 The Max.
It'll be kind of warming back up and being sunny for the Beale Street Music Fest, which is good for those folks down there. So tickets are left, but this show will likely at the gate be sold out at some point. So get some today, or just it's up to you. But pretty great lineup. Ought to be fun, and a lot of things happening this weekend. The Kentucky Derby in Louisville. We have the top 20 horses and their post positions. And there's that going on. It's, I guess, the most important thing before I get to any kind of this news that's just a, you know, just the usual babbling about or from politicians about politicians and about bad ideas. It's National Star Wars Day. Wes has been up all night. He's wearing his little outfits today. And
one Yoda costume. So what?
It's no big deal, but I mean, it is kind of nerdy to come to work with that stuff. You know, I mean, if it's at home, your wife, it's okay.
But I'm going to be changing every commercial break. It'll be Chewbacca next break.
That'll be good.
Did you bring the lightsaber?
Well, I brought five.
Well, nice. Thank God we aren't on any kind of television. I have not heard this, but it looks funny. This may be a mistake, but this says original comedy from one of our audio services. Top tips for celebrating Star Wars Day. So here you go, nerds. Here's your five top reasons. Let's see what this is.
Today's Star Wars Day, because it's May the 4th, as in May the 4th be with you. Great with the top tips for celebrating Star Wars Day. Number 5, give your favorite action figure a good polish, if you know what I mean. Number 4, infuriate Star Wars nerds by telling them your favorite character is Spock. Number 3, go to Walmart and try to spot someone smaller than Jabba the Hutt. Number 2, if your lightsaber lasts longer than 4 hours, seek immediate medical attention. And number 1, just accept that you'll be celebrating it alone.
Not bad. Not bad. So happy Star Wars Day. I can make fun because my oldest child, who's a grown man, is way, way, way into this, and I guess always will be. And many people, this has gone beyond being a movie or movies, or it's an entire religious cult.
You know, there seem to be two branches of people who really like the whole Star Wars franchise. There are those who really get into it, take it seriously, and it is almost a religious thing to them. And then there are folks like me who really like it and will watch a movie and enjoy it and don't mind poking a little fun at it or being poked fun about that too.
That's good.
One of my favorite t-shirts that I got from my kid that relates to it is that he wanted was a picture of a Dalek from Doctor Who, and the caption is, "Oh my God, it's R2-D2. I loved him in Star Trek."
Oh, good. My husband has a life-size cardboard cutout of Chewbacca in his classroom.
Well, that's okay.
That'll maintain order.
Yeah,
that's fine. Well, anyway, happy Star Wars Day. I didn't get y'all nothing for it. I couldn't find the Hallmark cards at the Walgreens, but I looked.
It's because Disney copyrights them.
Oh, well, who cares? So that's behind us now. The real news of the world, I don't know. Today is an Ask Lawyer Bill Day, so it'll be short on a bunch of news, but Bill will be here to answer your questions next hour. Legal issues this time of year, especially divorce, are quite prevalent. You may ask, they dominate the conversation usually. Child support, who owes what to whom, who has what kind of rights, and that stuff. There are things about bankruptcy and about wills and all these things that a real lawyer can help you with. It's free advice, just our gift to you. That's coming up, and tomorrow we're going to, we had earlier this week, David Waters wrote a piece in the Commercial Appeal about he and a bunch of lawyers did an experiment trying to ride the bus system, MATA, in this town, and the comedy of errors that ensued as they tried to do this. The buses aren't on time, and there's no schedules posted, so on and so forth. It wasn't a scathing piece nor was it mean-spirited. It was just a plea for somebody down there to pay attention. And it's embarrassing that this town can't have a bus system that functions as it should with schedules and things like that. Because some folks, that's how they get to work or to court or to whatever. So we heard from Nicole Lacey, who would like to come by tomorrow. She's from Mata, and explain and what you can do. There's apps and things like that, and how to do this. And so we look forward to seeing her. I'm happy that she called Sid, and she wants to come by and talk about this. So good. Let's put a positive spin upon it. The more things that we can bring to light and bring some kind of assistance to and fix. We had Jack Simmons here about the airport yesterday, and Jack is the most positive person. Good God Almighty, he could make anything sound like it'll be okay. So we're trying to take some of these bad spots in town and give them some time on the radio to explain what's going on. So we'll talk to her tomorrow and see how that works out. Today, tickets for the Beale Street Music Festival. Today, it'll be fun because I'm going to make you wait till I play the Drive-By Truckers. They're a very popular band that is somehow, they're not a hit kind of a band, if you will, but their following is massive, and they're a great band. They're funny. Their attitude is great. And today when I play the Drive-By Truckers, you can be the ninth call, and we'll give you tickets. We have a few pair for the entire weekend, so we'll give you those today when I play the Drive-By Truckers. Okay, here are the headlines, such as they are. It's Star Wars Day, covered that. The Midwest is bracing for more flooding. Just imagine, just to watch this stuff on television does not give you a true sense of how horrific it must be to lose everything you've got, all your pictures and your books and your clothing, and have it either tossed, you know, just up the street by some kind of a, you know, high wind, or the flooding is just remarkable to watch. And Arkansas is getting the worst of it. Missouri is up there too. So is Louisiana. So there's nobody being spared. We have been so far, but there is a flash flood warning in effect for this town, this area, till next Friday. And that this seems to happen a lot this time of year around here. I recall driving over the bridge a few years back, and the water was so high, it was a little bit scary. So this is a real, real issue for some people, and they have no power, they got nothing. So have a good thought for those that are not having as good a day as you may or may not be having, but it beats, you know, getting up and walking off your bed and into a foot of water. What a drag. Today, there will be a vote, maybe, as the House appears ready to vote on the Republican plan to repeal and replace Obamacare. After weeks of negotiations, back and forth from various people, they need to vote on this. They sweetened the pot, it says here, various amendments to help those that have pre-existing conditions, which is one of the real bad parts about this. Paying for higher premiums and out-of-pocket costs. This thing is still, it is very complicated and very screwed up. One story says that older folks will pay more for premiums. Some says they won't. Medicare, Medicaid, where that stands is still, seems to be kind of a state-by-state issue. This state, Tennessee, stupidly denied a bunch of money because they're just ignorant backwater fools. That would have helped a bunch of people in this state. So that was a dumb move. But most of those clowns are being moved out, or soon will be. They have the votes to pass the bill, they believe. It might be a down to the wire squeaker, blah, blah, blah. But this is still not the final move that makes this a done deal.
Yeah, I think the Senate hadn't voted on this yet.
So,
and even if the Senate passes and the House passes theirs today, they still have to come together to sort of compromise their two different versions of it to one final bill.
Well, the one thing that is just, it's so important, I think. And this thing had we've discussed this ad nauseum for I don't know how many years. There were good parts to it and bad parts to it. It helped people who were sick and had been sick. It saved the lives of people who did not like Obama and hated this idea until they realized that they could, you know, have cancer and they're sick and they have no insurance and they could have it all of a sudden and afford it and save their lives. And there are stories like that, all over the place. If 24 million people get their insurance yanked, one of the biggest foundations of all the complaining and bitching from various sides, the midterm elections are in 2018. If these states yank insurance from people and give breaks only to those that can afford it, and so on and so on and so on, there'll be a bloodbath next year in these midterm elections. So they're trying to find a compromise. Imagine that. If they do, it's still going to be a complicated mess.
Oh, yeah.
It will never not be. They're trying to find money to help hospitals and insurance companies. But this thing, as mentioned before, is not just one grand and sweeping law. There are 50 or 51 different health care, things for every state and for the D.C. area. So this is not as easy as some assumed it was. That's going on. This is the one that's going to raise the hackles of many people. And you just have to wonder in 2017, and you can criticize the president and his people. Some like him, some do not. Some like some things he has done. There are days that it seems like maybe he's gotten a better sense of what it is like to be the president. And the next day there's a flip-flop or some weird interview or this blitz of the tweets that make no sense and that are just lashing out like an angry 5-year-old child. It's really impossible to get any kind of a handle on it 100 days in. Mr. Pence, the governor of Indiana, who is a quite vocal opponent to homosexuals, he believes everybody ought to be white and hetero. Otherwise, they're not worth even messing with. They should all be tossed out to sea and left to die. President Trump looks to fulfill a controversial campaign promise Thursday and sign a religious freedom executive order. This will be building on a 93 law protecting the freedoms of those that believe they don't have to deal with the homos. That's pretty much what this is. There are already some court battles about this around the country. This may be in courts and out of courts for years and months to come.
Yeah, it's very broad. It says the government would have to prove a compelling interest for any law that violates someone's religious belief. Mm-hmm. So if you're, say, a neo-Druid and this thing passes, then your old religion called for human sacrifice, so that might be okay now.
Yeah, the whole thing is, I don't know why the government has to stick their, let's just say hands, into these issues that are so broad and so insulting to people that aren't just like them. Pence is a very interesting, a very strange guy. He fought this same battle in Indiana and lost. And you got Jeff Sessions, who is a chronicled racist. So between, some of these people, the gays, the blacks, the injustices being imposed upon them, maybe there's more to this than meets the eye in a one paragraph story. But Sessions threatened, it was some scene yesterday where somebody laughed in court he has a long history of doing things that are racially driven. And it's no joke, and they can't hide from it or lie about it, although they try. So it's going to be an interesting day for the LGBT community. Will it be a big deal? Maybe not, but it still does allow people to do what I saw today in a story. A funeral home refused to cremate a dead guy because he was gay. That's great. Then there's the ones that won't make the wedding cakes because they don't want to deal with the gays. Because God would have hated gays, they assume. So once again, you come back around to the tenets of every religion on earth that are based in love and acceptance and support of people, regardless of you know, they are human beings. They aren't just like you, but they have hearts and souls and spirits. They're just a little bit different. And, you know, God forbid that we aren't all the same, you know, white and perfect, like politicians are. So these a-holes are back at it today. And I there are times I just think there's just no reason to even waste my breath on it. But other people, all the marching and all the hell-raising on earth, it's not going to change this. But these things may end up in court.
Oh, this will.
And they'll be fought by everybody and their mama. There'll be more marching, and but there are people that have the same ideology. And as long as that continues in this country, in this world, it's going to be a very divisive, ugly place to live. And that's you see it everywhere. Black, white, gay, straight, immigrant, you know, whatever. So it's just, and the president and his people could quiet this and make some of this nonsense go away. And maybe it'll end up being a states issue, which it has been, I guess, since 93. You can go back and forth on this. So, but these are the things on the list of things to do today at the White House. And I don't know. It just, if you can tell me that you don't know somebody in your life or in your family, or in your friend group who is homosexual, I think you're a liar. We all have friends who are gay. We work with them. We know them. We love them anyway. Ain't the point. It's none of my business what you do. But when the government starts to hammer down on people like this, it's insulting to all of us. So good luck, boys. The House did pass the spending bill, $1.1 trillion. To fund the government, oh,
yes,
oh, thank you, Lord, through the end of September. And then we'll play this stupid game over again. The vote goes to the Senate to act before midnight Friday to avert a government shutdown. Oh, let's stop with a government shutdown. The White House says that Trump will sign the measure, which gives him much of the money he sought for defense and border security, but denies funding for the U.S.-Mexico border wall that would be built with millions of Legos. So they just could not agree on this. Legos and likely never will, because it is an undoable proposition. It costs too much money, and it's a guy flapping his gums, and he may not drop this ever. But for the time being, the money is not there to do it, and they're going to leave it alone.
Legos and shellac.
Well, it's just
to weatherproof it.
Just some of these things. I don't know. It is what it is. And some days it makes you mad, and some days you think there's just no reason to even talk about it anymore. But then you see it, and you sit here, and you see, there are people out there of all kinds that watch TV and hear radio shows and read. And some of them, you know, it seems to be about half and half that believe certain things and some that don't. But more and more people, I believe, are somewhere in the middle of all this. And they are conservative in many ways, like, you know, being financially conservative and fiscally safe and sound. But when you start to, you know, impose laws based upon ethics and morals and your own ideology that involves sexuality and your belief and whatever you believe in, I think you need to go F yourself and let people lead their own lives. But some of these folks think that they have been anointed and given the power to speak for whatever it is that they believe in, which is really hard to tell sometimes, because it sure ain't love and forgiveness and kindness, which they refer to in the good book every day. The other things that are on here, the Kentucky Derby is set. 20 horses will be running rapidly in Louisville tomorrow. Ella Starr will be here 8 o'clock in the morning to give us the breakdown. Once again, which has happened a lot the past couple of years, the winner of the Arkansas Derby is the favorite. And he will be in the four position. Let's see here. No, he's not. That's wrong. He's in the 14, even better. Classic Empire is the Derby favorite at 4-1. The horse that won the Florida Derby, Always Dreaming, is at 5-1. John Velasquez is riding him. One of the games are the sport's best jockeys. He's trained by Todd Pletcher. He's a biggie. McCracken is at 5-1. And Irish War Cry at 6-1. So those are the four favorites. There are 20 horses. And all the best jockeys in the game, all the best trainers. Steve Asmussen has 1, 2, 3, at least in there. Todd Pletcher has 3 or 4. And the horse that became the favorite among people that, it's just some kind of a sentimental thing. The horse named Patch, who was named Patch before he lost his eye, is in the 20 spot in this Derby. Now, to qualify for this race, you have to have won the points that get you into qualifying, into being eligible for this race. I don't know what Patch has won or what his history is. We'll find out. But Patch, who has one eye, is running in the 20 hole at 30-1 odds. If you don't think that everybody that bets this race will bet this horse, you're nuts. And his odds will drop, not substantially, but to put $2 on this horse just in case he does something like win would be remarkable. The odds are against it, but he's in there at number 20. So there are 20 horses for the Derby up in Louisville and at Churchill Downs, the 143rd running of this very exciting event that lasts about 2 minutes and 5 seconds. It's a great, great, great thing to watch, though. So enjoy that. It'll be on the TV. The coverage, I guess, begins from Louisville about 3 o'clock, and the race doesn't go until 5:30. Those pretty much are the big things. There's some more stuff, some stories about Facebook that are interesting. The thing that we keep sitting on, because one day it's quiet, one day it's not. Most people don't see it ever happening, but as North Korea continues to make threats and the crazy fat kid keeps doing dumb stuff and firing off missiles that explode in midair and don't work, the U.S. of A. is sending a signal back the second time in 7 days, an unarmed missile capable of sending a nuclear bomb across the world was launched Wednesday from a military base in California amid rising tensions between us, the U.S., and North Korea. The unarmed Minuteman III ballistic missile left from a silo at 12:02 a.m. From Vandenberg Air Force Base, and it hit a target 4,200 miles away. They nailed it. Now, it wasn't armed, so nobody got blown up.
Right.
But we just took a moment to show these people. Well, a moment is a lie. This took 10 months to plan this. So you have to assume that in case we were attacked by somebody, that it wouldn't take us 10 months to retaliate. But they did this yesterday. They're just checking the readiness and accuracy of this weapon system that forms part of the U.S. nuclear force. We have about 450 of these ready to be launched from silos underground that could be above ground and traveling quickly 8,000 miles in distance at the push of a button. So the concerns continue, but if you're Kim Jong-un, I believe you likely you're going, well, okay. But the kid thinks he's a badass, and he may learn otherwise, but the best thing to be would be for nothing to ever happen and some diplomacy to occur, which with this outfit seems unlikely. When is it that has no American president ever met with a North Vietnamese leader?
Korea, I don't know. Let me double check that.
I heard that because Trump made the comment, which
that
I thought was really interesting. I think it shows what he believes to be his exemplary skills in negotiation. He said that he would be honored to meet with the crazy fat kid and eat a bunch of fried chicken and, you know, cut up and play cards and stuff. It seems unlikely, but I think that the comment was that no sitting president has ever gone to North Korea to hang out and, you know, shoot pool. So this may or may not be a story, but at least it's worth acknowledging. We'll do a break and come back. Lawyer Bill coming up. Questions for him right now at the email address, mail@drakeinthemorning.com. Please get those in. And we'll get the phones open here in a minute and have you get in line to talk to Bill about your problems. And we all have them. Don't be embarrassed to call. It's just part of life.
You can change your name if you want to.
Yeah, you can do whatever you want to do. And it just gives you some direction on how to get advice and where to start. It's hard. Life is hard, and this is a free service provided by our friend Bill Jones of the Jones Law Firm. Our good friends over at Allen's Automotive saw Alan and the boys day before yesterday. I had a bad tire. They had to patch that boy up, and that was done and over with quickly. They have cars of all kinds. And they do everything from the front to the back, the inside, the outside. They have all the diagnostic things to test almost any brand of car. And you can trust this guy with your – I mean, he's not going to mess you over or make up stuff that isn't broken. So get it by there for the oil change at least and tire rotations and all these things that help your car run for a long time. They will take care of it. Brakes, tires, transmissions, you name it, they do it. They work with Jasper Engines to keep your engine running properly. But let Alan do it. Just either stop by there. It's in Whitehaven, Winfield off 51, or the website is allensautocenter.com. He's on Facebook, phone number 332-3279. The Napa Know-How Men. And Alan's Automotive, thank you, Alan. He's a good friend and a good man who will take care of you like he does us. A break, and we'll come back and check the sports briefly. Not much to it. NBA playoffs continue. That's happening, and then we'll get into some emails briefly, and then some dumbasses, and then we'll do our segment with Ask Lawyer Bill. That's all coming up.
Email us anytime at mail@drakeinthemorning.com.